ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Temura is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilu Nishmas Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Netagetzel, and Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak.
Baisai, this is a special announcement for all Shas Illuminated participants. We are Baruch Hashem nearing the completion of Shas Illuminated shiurim on all of Shas. Plans are underway for a major Siyum event to take place in December, and we want to share this simcha with you, our dear Loimdim. Please email siyum@shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS to receive updates about the Siyum.
Today's daf is Smura Daf Chav Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. Before we get into really today's daf, we have to conclude one point from yesterday that we skipped. An Indian Kloli in Chatei Samesis, topic of Loinen and Loin Mayalit. Says it's usher to get hana, but there's no mi'ila. So first start from the second point, that there's no mi'ila. So Rashi says here that there's no karban mi'ila. Mashman Rashi, that means that midoraisa there's no mi'ila, but midrabanan there still is mi'ila. That's the mashmayitz of Rashi. Mayitz mafurish in the Rashi, in the mafarish in Rabbeinu Gershom, in the beginning of the third parak of mi'ila. And also in the Rabbeinu Gershom over here, that there is Me'ila Midrabanan. What the Nafkamina of that is that even though you don't have to pay Karen V'choymesh, that's a Me'ila D'araisa, you have to bring a Karen and a Choymesh and a Karban, you don't have to do that by Chatei Samesos, but Midrabanan, there still is Me'ila, and Nafkamina is that you have to pay a Karen. You have to pay back the Hekdesh, how much you took. You got enough from this Chatei Samesa, got enough of $5, you have to pay back to Hekdesh $5. There's a chiv keren. Chaymesh, not chaymesh goes together with the carbon, but the keren, there is a chiv. That is mashmoiz of Rashi Vayas, and as we said, is mafurish, other rishonim in mafarish and me'ila, and in Rabbeinu Gershom. Tait in me'ila, daf yud aleph medbeis, says that there's no me'ila, filo midrabanan. Tait says that this is mafurish in the first parak of me'ila. They say, l'chartu mafurish, gemara, and daf gimel. That says there's no me'ila, even midrabanan, by Chatei Samesis. It's very shver and Rashi, and there being a Gershom. What do they do with the Gemara there? So in the Tzayin Kodshim in Me'ila and Daf Gimel, he says that's before in the Gemara, that there's no me'ila, even midrabanan, the Makshin took that on. He didn't have any proof. So he took that on in the Dor Pasha that there's no me'ila, even midrabanan. Gemara answered Lafi what the Makshin took on, but there's no halacha that la halacha we hold that there's no meila even midrabanan. Could be la halacha there is meila midrabanan, and that is the opinion of Rashi. That's what he says. But one has to know what's the makar for Rashi to this din. If the pashas hasugya in meila daf gimel is there is no meila even midrabanan, who told Rashi that was only the chiddush of the Makshin and the Tartan answered Lafi that. Why don't we take a few of the Pashtas that there is no Me'ila, even Midrabanan? Meis in the Raivin and Teres Koyanim in Vayikra, Dibur, Duchayv, and Parakhof, he also holds that there is Me'ila, Midrabanan by Chatei Samesis. But he has a different Gerson of Gemara there in Daf Gimel and Me'ila, Fiyim, that's before in the Gemara that there is Me'ila, Drabanan by Chatei Samesis. But the Fiyim, the Gerson of Rashi there is no such Rechacha from the Gemara, and you have to know why Rashi takes on the halacha, there isn't Me'ila Midrabanan by Chatei Samesis. That's copy of the Loin Mayalit. What does it mean, Loin Nanin? It's Asher to get Hana. So Rashi says, by us, it means Midrabanan. Isser Hana is an Isser Drabanan. Midaraisa, there is no Isser Hana by Chatei Samesis. It's also before in Rashi and Menachas Davdalad and Medbeis, and in the Mefarish and Me'ila and Davdalad and Medbeis, that Isser Hana by Chatei Samesis is only Isser Drabanan. Midaraisa, there is no Isser Hana. However, in the Perish Kadmoin, in Me'ila and Daf Yud Amud Beis, and in the Sefer HaKrisos, and in the Chumas HaVeret Simin Yud, all these are brought down in the Sefer Knesset HaRishayim by us. But in these Rishayim, it's Mefurish that there is an Isra Deharaisa by Chatei Samesis Karana, just there is no Me'ila. But it's still also Midaraisa to Karana from the Chatei Samesis. So we have Machlokes Rishayim here, whether there's an Isra D'Araisa, the Fanah by Chatei Samesis, only an Isra D'Rabbanan. Pashtun is first in the sugi, the meaning of Me'ila, that there is no Isra the rights of Bechlal by Chatois HaMesos. If you know how these Rishonim learn the sugi there, that's not our topic right now. But just to know, what's Yisod HaDvarim though? What's the Machlikas? Whether there's an Isra the rights of Hana by Chatois HaMesos? So the Alamites like this, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Chav Ches is Mavur that Chatois HaMesos is called Chulin Ba'azara. Mavur in the Lashon HaGemara. Many Acharim took that on Kipshutai. The Chatois HaMesos became a chulin. It's Paka, the Kedusha, and now they're chulin b'alma. Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Siman Lamed Daled, Chaim Oizrim Chelik Beis Siman Yud Gimel, and the Mikdash David. They all took on that it becomes chulin gemurit. So he the Vrayim, it's for sure, we understand the Rashi. The Rashi says that it's only Nisra Rabbanan, because it's chulin. It's Pasha that Midarai, so there's no Nisra B'chlal. However, the Pashas Advarim is that Chatois HaMesos are still called Kapshim. That's Mavurin Rabbi Kivager in Gittin there. Rabbi Kivager says that he doesn't know why the Gemara calls it Chulin Ba'azara, or it's not Chulin. In the Mikdash David, in there, it's in your test, of cotton tests, there's Machiach from the Chayz Yishonim that it is Chulin, but he brings the Yerushalmi in the Dorim, that it still has the Shem Kodesh. The Mishnah in the Dorim says in Daf Yud, you could be matris in an imra. Matris a koinam in an imra. Shalmi is before that it's a vlad chatos. Tois is in the dorm. He brings also this pshat in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Before that, a vlad chatos, which is chatois amesis, goes lemisa. It's still called koidesh. The Yonis Elam in Simin Lamedal, it's ois beis. He said, here like this from the Briskarav, and it's still called koidesh. And he brings right there from the Tois is in the dorm. That has a shame kodesh on it. Zeru of Shem Briskarav that he learned this pshat in the Gemara in Bava Kama of Kuvyurim and Beis. Gemara there asks that Chatois HaMesos should be parked at the Kedusha, Lamafreya. Because if a person would have realized that it would have gotten to a situation of Chatois HaMesos, he never would have wanted to be Makdashit. Gemara answers that Chatois HaMesos are Hilchos Gemirilo that they go Lamisa. The question is, how did that answer the question? Okay, but still, the person doesn't want it. So it's Rav Lam Shana, the Gemara is saying that the din of Misa itself is a kiyum and kachim. It's not that they're a chulin, but rather the kiyum of their mitzvah and kachim is that you get a din Misa. So there's no adaita tachi lahiktish. If it would be that there's no more dine kachim, say nina chanami, I didn't want to mak to shachatos in a case when at the end it would be they have no kiyum din. If there is some kiyum din at the end, so then that's not a seer to my hektish. It's not a diet to dochi lo hektish. Akuponim lefid the varav and before shir gemara chatei samesis. They still have kedusha. But now coming back to us, if chatei samesis still have kedusha, then what's the reason that the noisar no dvar teira? Are they're still kodesh? That question is based on a hanacha. Gemara Me'ila says that kachim shemesu do not have Me'ila anymore. Carbon that dies is yotam yidei Me'ila. Does it have an isra hanah dvar taira? Is it still asher hanah midaraisa? Or the Gemara means that is no more yisurim mechla. So in Rashi, Kedushin and Nafnun Zayinim and Beitz, before that it's still asher hanah midaraisa. The Maram is Mazmir Rashi there. It's still asher hanah midaraisa. Chaim also brings this from Taisin Zvachim the Samech Testament base. Kachim Shemesu are Asr Behanah Dvar Teira. So if we say that there's an Isra Daraisa at Kachim Shemesu, then you have to know why Chatois HaMesos are different than Kachim Shemesu. Kachim Shemesu are still Asr. So why does Rashi hold, and Rashi himself hold in Kiddushin, Kachim Shemesu is Asr Midaraisa? So why Chatois HaMesos is not Asr Midaraisa? So Mesa the Briskarov, in Erchin, and Daf Hei Amud Beis, and in Zvachim, the Samech Zayin, says that the Yisrael Advarim is, that because it has been to go to Ibur, so that's Mafkiya the Kedusha. Kachim Shemesu, there's partially nothing to do with them. They had a din, they no longer have a din. There's nothing to Mafkiya their din, their Kedusha that they had. That's still there. They lost the actual din of Akrava, because the mice they died. But nothing to Mafkiya the Kedusha. So the Yisrael Anah is still there.
by chatzah mesos, to the din that it goes le'ibud, there's a din to get rid of it, to get rid of the kedusha. So din ibud, it's nichol din ibud that it's mafkia the kedusha. It's still a carbon. It's still not mafkia the shame kodesh entirely, as we spoke about until now. Because there's din that it goes le'ibud, so that's there's a positive din to mafkia its kedusha. That's why it no longer has Isra no Dvar Torah. Another point here about these Chatei Samesis, I think it's Isra no. Biskravir asks in stencils, he brings the Gemara in Bechor Yuzdav Tezai. Before the end of the Gemara, the Gemara brings the Pasuk, there's an Isra Achila by Chatei Samesis. Ask the Gemara, why do you need a Pasuk? It's Usra to eat them. It's Pasuk that they're Usra by Achila. So Gemara says, in a Chanami, we need the pasuk to say that there's a lav. We know that there would be usher. We would not know that there's a lav. The pasuk in Mechadesh, there is a lav. Before in the Gemara. Says the Briskarov, how do we know in Asvar that there's an Isra Achila by Chatoy Samesis? Where did that come from? Says the Rav, it must be, because it's not, the Isra Kedusha is not Paka. We don't find a unique Isra Achila. It must be that the original kedusha that they had of being a carbon is not mafkia, like by kachim shemesu. So look at by kachim shemesu, Israel is still there. If you Rashi and Taitzvus, who adin by chatoy shemesu before in the Gemara, that if there is an Israel achila minasvara, then it must be that's coming from Israel no. So ask the Briskarav, why does our Mishnah say that there's no the Mishnah the Rishonim say Israel no is an Israel no derabana, which means Israel no deraisa. Harai, that there's an Isra Achila derais. That's a question of the Biskarov. So the Chazanishin, Bechiris, Simin Yud Ches, Sivkatan Zayin, explains this. He answers the Biskarov's question. Says the Chazanish, the Gemara there means only an Isra Achila. It does not mean an Isra Hano. And what's the difference? Says the Chazanish the following. Minat Torah nan in Gohen. Midarais is much again Hano. Elashish Isra L'Sheikh Lanu L'Oichla. There's an Isra to shecht and eat. Why? The mishane mi mitzvah is haTorah. That's changing the mitzvah. The gemiri shetomus. The halacha Moshe Sinai says that it should die. The afinon gam lava lo eichel. Avayon is sharim min haTorah. Says the Chazon Ish that it's usher to be then to shecht and eat, because that's a direct steer to the din of a misa. Din misa means to get rid of it and not to take it by yourself for shechting and eating it. But there's no issue to do things like riding on it. That's not a steer to the din misa. You first ride on it for a few hours, and then you go kill it. So there's no stira. But by shechting and eating it, that's a direct stira to the din of misa. Because if you shechted it, then you didn't kill it. That's the terek of the Chazon Ish. So the Chazon Ish, Akobanu learns that the Gemara there is not coming from Isra Hana, the general Isra Hana. Rather, that's a unique, specific Isra of Achila. And the specific Isra Achila, because that lies in direct steer to the din of killing it. Nail has no right from there to the Isra Kodesh. It's Gevalik Atera to the Chazon Ish. We mentioned earlier, though, that there are Rishayim that hold there is an Isra Nidareis. So the Pashtus, the reason is because it's like Kachim Shemesu. They can hear all the Kachim Shemesu also have an Isra Midareisa. They hold that Chatoi Shemesis are also the Kachim Shemesu. However, in the Rid, when he asks on Rashi, he says the Rid, because there's din Misa, so Bakaruch Hatzal Shabbana. What's the connection of the two things? Well, how do we see in the din Misa that it's Asher Bahana? So, I think what he means is that anytime there's a din Ibur, the pshat in the Torah, and the Torah says to get rid of something, it means to not take it for yourself, rather get rid of it. We have this mashal by Kilei HaKerem, which says in the pasuk Pen Tukdash, and the Gemara Darshan's Pen Tukar Eish, that their din is Vistrefa, and that's how we know that they're Asar Ba'ana, before the end of the second parak of Kiddush. Where do you see in a din Tzrefa that they're Asar Ba'ana? Elamai, what Tzrefa means is don't take it for you. Rather, get rid of it. The good union of Sreif, the good union of Ibur, is not take it for yourself, rather get rid of it. So this is different than the word of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was saying a word that it's a direct stira. They're tied to disaster. When you shecht it and eat it, then you can't go and kill it. You missed your chance. But riding on the chatos, says the Chazon Ish, is not lying direct stira. But the Rid holds that even though it's not a direct stira to the din of Misa, you go still be Mekai in the Misa afterwards, but the inyan of Misa in the Torah means the Torah doesn't want me to be nene from it. The Torah is saying, get rid of it because it's not right for you. That's the inyan of the din Misa. And that is Nichlal, also in Isra Hana. We now come to today's daf, the sugya of Rav Huna and Rav Abba, by the Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. We learned in yesterday's daf, this Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim, by Rav Huna b'shach safrasha. Lefi the Chachamim, it's Roya, lefi Rebbe, it's Mesa. That was daf Chav Beis. Now we get to daf Chav Gimel. And we see that both Rav Huna and Rav Abba are of the opinion, Pshutai, that Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is Mesa, even according to the Chachamim. That was Dover Pashut. What's Machlegis Rabbi in the Chachamim? So Rav Huna says, Machlegis is, Imasu Takana B'Kachim, Ilayasu Takana B'Kachim. The person was Nimlach in Bezdin. According to Rebbe, we tell him Leichis Kaper be'ein Avuda and Avuda's Mesa. And according to the Chachamim, we tell him Yitzkaper with the Avuda and the Ein Avuda's Mesa. So do we make a takana that you should be makriv the Avuda in order that there shouldn't be a din Mesa? That's by Nimlach. By Moshach, everyone agrees that whichever one you're Moshach, the other one is Mes. Rashi explains, because dachye biyadai, because you pushed off lehedya, the one that you were not makrif, that's why it gets a din misa. So even there could be a din misa even on the ein avuda. But by nimlach, then there's no dachye biyadai. So then we go with ikradin. What's the ikradin? That the avuda is going to be mesa. If you're makir of the Ein Avuda, the Avuda will be Mason. But if you're makir of the Avuda, the Ein Avuda is Roya. And it's machlekes if us takana bekachim or not. Taisa says that Rebbe agrees, Taisa later on in Daf Chavdalet, and Taisa in Zavachim Kuf Yabez, and Me'ila Daf Yud, before in Taisa that Rebbe agrees that if Bezin told you to be meskaper with the Avuda, that the Ein Avuda is Roya. There's no machlekes ledina be'etim in Rebbe and Chachamim, which one is Mesa? Machleik is like Rav Huna says, Machleik is whether Bez makes takana or not. That's Malach of Rav Huna. So the whole, what we saw in Daf Chav Beis, that you could be Miskaper with Ein Avuda, and Avuda will be Roya, according to Chachamim, that's not true of Rav Huna. That's the Achronim, the Tzeis Yontiv, the Birkas HaZevach, they say that in the all the sukkahs in Daf Chav Beis are not like Rav Huna. There is a man Amar Leiran Daf Chav Dalet that says that according to the Chachamim Avuda B'Shas Afrosh is Roya. That's Rabbi Barziri. Sugis and Daf Chav Beis are going like him, but they don't work with Rav Huna. That's Rav Huna Shita. Rav Abba has a bigger Chumra in Rebbe that Rebbe holds that Mafresh LeIbud KiIbudami. That just like the Avuda is always going to be Mesa according to Rebbe, if you're Miskaper with the Ein Avuda, the Avuda is Mesa. So too Rebbe holds, if you're Miskaper with the Avuda, the Ein Avuda is always going to be Mesa. Even if you're Nimlach in Bezdin, not because of Dachi B'Yadayim. Because that the Din Mesa, it was equally said to the Ein Avuda, just like it was said to the Avuda. That's the opinion of Rav Abba, which is a bigger Chumran Rebbe, and Mafresh Leibur Kibadami. However, Rav Abba also has a Kula in the Chachamim, more than Rav Huna. Rav Huna holds that the Chum agree that by Moshech, there could be a Din Misa by the Ein Avuda, because of Dachye B'Yadayim. And this Rav Abba says no. Rav Abba says, according to Chachamim, there's never a Din Misa by the Ein Avuda. Only by the Avuda is there a Din Misa. So also, the Sugis and Afra Beis, though, are not like Rav Abba. Because there it's mavur that lafid chachamim miskaper be ein avuda, the avuda is roya. According to Rav Abba, that does not exist. There, Avad and Chum agree. Miskaper in Avuda, the Avuda is Mesa. So out of this is a big doicha kimshat, the whole sugya is there is the loiker of Abba and the loiker of Una. Dochik leil sugya, do you, dochik umukya and afshe? What can we do? That's, we have to be, my sugya, the Mesa Taisa says already, the sugyas are not like Rav Abba. So the achrayim are bothered, why Taisa said not like Rav Abba? Can they work like Rav Una? Mesa the achrayim is, the Taisam that we mentioned before, and the other achrayim is a kolshka and they're not like Rav Una. Taisa, they're even not like Rav Abba. But the mice, all the sukkahs are like Rav Huna, they're like Rav Abba. The Sigur Shita here of Rav Huna and Rav Abba needs some explanation. First of all, Rav Abba says in Rebbe that Mafrish le ibud ki ibud dami. Why should that be? Why should the din of Avuda go also on the Ein Avuda? Chazanish says a line that it's mispashit, and it includes also the Ein Avuda. Needs a lot of explanation. Why should that be? The Avuda we saw yesterday from Rashi. Avuda has a dicho, he has a reyesa. Eid Avuda does not have that reyesa. So why should I get it in Mesa? It's one thing that needs explanation. Another thing that needs explanation is what Rav Huna says, that if you're nimlach, so it's dachi b'yadai. What kind of a dicho is this? Is this the dicho that we saw yesterday in Dafchag Beis? Rav Huna said that Rav Yechanan says, by the Shnei Siri Yom Kippurim, that the Dechuyim Lechurim, because it's Docho, he gets it in Misa. The Chayrus Eina Doimah to the Dechoy over there. There the Dechoy was, it had a Psol Dechoy. Balechayim Nidochim had a Psol Dechoy because it lost its pair. And God, that's a real Psol. Here, what's the Psol? You're Makrev one. Well, how does that create a Psol in the other one? Because you chose one over the other one. But it doesn't make that the other one is puzzle. It doesn't make that a psul in kachim. Which psul does it have? It needs explanation. Where is this dachy? It also needs explanation. Is this din dafka by avuda or be by genuva? One carbon is stolen. You're mafish another one, and then the ganav returns it, and now you're makriv one moshach. So it's dachy b'yadai. It's the same dachy, even though there's no avuda. It's new svar of dachiv yadayim. Lachar is unrelated to avuda. But it's talking over here. Lachar, all the sugars are hemshach of what Abayi said. Naktina avuda v'lo genuva. Lachar, this dachiv yadayim should apply equally by genuva, just like it does by avuda. So if you can explain this a little bit, it's a difficult sugya. You say the brisker of in census earlier on daf tetzvav. Says that Dikr din achat to shekipur by Leah, it goes lamisa. Says the Rav, it's not because there's nothing to do with this one. Shemayim got a kapara, so we have this carbon which is an aguna, so we kill it. As we described, that's not the pshat. And the pshat is because it's a chalife chatos, something which is a tachlif, a switch for a chatos. Then it gets a din misa. Described as mechiach this, and suyin menochas daf pei. Rava there holds that a person is mafish a chatos and he gets lost. So he's mafish another one. And then the second one gets lost. So he's mafish a third one. And then he finds the first two. And now you have three chatos in front of you. Says Rava that in the Skapir Berishayna, if you use the first one, so the second one dies, and not the third one. Or if you're Skapir with the third one, and the second one dies, and not the first one. But if you're nescaper with the middle one, then the first and the third one die. What's the pshat? Because the first and the second, each one is a chalifin of the other. And the second and the third, they're chalifin of each other. But the first and the third are unrelated. Therefore, if you're nescaper with the first, the third one lives. Nescaper with the first one lives. But the second one is always called the chalipin. If you're scapper with the second, so both the first and the third are called the chalipin of the second, so they're going to die. That's mavur in Mar Menachas at the Shita of Rav. Says the Rav, we see here a yisaid that the shem misa by chatos is because it's chalife chatos. That is of the Baal got kapar. That doesn't mean automatically that the chatos dies, because it's the thing that's being switched for the chatos, So the chatos, its tachlif, its thing that it was switched for, was carved instead of it. So there's sort of a contest going on between these two chatos. Each one is taking which one is the real chatos. So the fact that one of them is kariv, that's madche the other one, because the two things are contesting one another. The first and the third were never in a contest. The third was never hufrash biad the first. So meila the akrava of the first, not madche the third. That's more there in Sugya Menachos. The Beskrov just says the word of chalifei chatos. He added on a little bit of an explanation. There's a contest going on. So I think with this we could understand the shita of Rev Abba. Rev Abba says that mafresh leibud ki ibudami. So he asks that the avuda has a reyesa, and the ein avuda does not have a reyesa. So what's pshat in Rev Abba? I think that the reyesa of avuda is not just the fact that it got lost. If it gets lost and you were never mafresh another one, so it doesn't go to misa. The race of the avuda is the fact that it got lost and you're mafresh something else to take its place. I found a replacement for the avuda. I don't know where the avuda is, and this one is not going to be my chatos. It's the fact that it has a replacement that causes it to be dachui. That's a pshat that nikar dichoi of avuda. The Mela says Rav Abba, so who wants in the ein avuda is also considered a dachol kabi, the first one. If at the end you decide to makar of the first one, so the second one is called the replacement of the first one. It was replacement of the first one. Its point was that it should be the chatos and not the first one. That's what you had in mind. When you found the first one and you makar of the first one, so it's inspired that the whole inyan of the second one, it was trying to replace the first chatos. And the first chatos said, no, I'm here. I'm not allowing you to replace me. I'm going back to my place, and you're no longer the chatos. So this contest that exists between the first one and the second one, if the second one wins, it says that it's the replacement of the first one, and that's madcha the first. If you're makar the first one, that says that the second one tried to dethrone the first one, and it was not matzliach. So that's gufa madcha the second one. So that's the mafrish le'ibud ki'ibudami. One thing that you're mafrish instead of the avuda also is similar to the avuda, in that if it's not kariv b'foyal, so then it itself is nidch. So with this, actually, we could also understand the shita of Rav Huna. By Moshach, Huna says, dachi b'yadayim. So we ask that it's not the normal soul dichoy that we have like by the Shnei Sira Yom HaKippurim. It's not referring to the din dichoy by Karbanis. And Kimadoma, this is unrelated to the din of Baal HaChayim Nidochim. Funa is saying that this goof is nichol nadin of chatos kippur by leh ba'acher. The second din of chatos kippur by leh ba'acher is that the hakrav of one is marcha the other one. But says Rav Huna, there are dargos in how much it's marcha the other one. When you're nimlach, and Bezin tells you to be makrev the avuda, so the ain avuda, nothing with madchet. We don't, Rav Huna disagrees with the Rav Abba's chiddush. That he does not hold of. So that's not called a dichoy. The fact that you decided to makar the first one, because the second one never had a time that it was not right for akrava, never was an avuda, so it doesn't have a dichoy. According, but when you're moshach and you chose one over the other, so then it is considered that you're marcha what one. So the ikar din is about the din of avuda that niskaper ba'acher, that creates a dichoy. Just Rav Huna's mechadish, there's another oifen of a dichoy. By choosing one over the other, no one's forcing you to choose that. You chose that one over the other. That's madcha lehedya, the second one. So vadi need davka avuda v'loi genuva, because it's working beside the parish of Niskapur Be'acher and avuda. Just there are two oifenim. One oifen is the fact that it's nidchem and meila avuda has an intrinsic dichoy from the fact that it's avud. So then even by nimlach. But because the avuda's dichoy is intrinsic, it'll always have a dichoy. By moshach is another oifen of dichoy. By moshach, it's working because you chose one over the other. That's lehedya pushing this one away. And that creates a dichoy in either one, even in the ein avuda. Even though that one does not have an intrinsic dichoy, lefi Rav Huna. But it can get a dichoy in the fact that you chose the avuda. That's marcha the ein avuda. Kavanah, that's after an explanation. Opinion of Rav Abba and Rav Huna over here. So there's a good Indian in the din of Avuda. But as we mentioned before, the whole sugya on Daf Chabez is Deloike Rav Abba and Deloike Rav Huna. Something problematic and shat. Tezer already tells us that in the Hanami. So what can we do? But the Rambam Kedarga Bakodesh passes like the sugya on Daf Chabez, and he also passes like Rav Huna. Rambam writes in clearly in Perek Dalet Alach Gimel the din of Rav Huna by Moshach, whichever one you're Moshach, the other one is Mace. And by Nimlach, so we tell you to be Miskaper, be Avuda, and the Shein Avuda is Roya. So move over from the fact that we're telling you to be Miskaper with the Avuda. If you'd be Miskaper with Ein Avuda, the Avuda would be Mace, even by Nimlach. So again, the Rambam Bakorcha Paskins, that when you Miskaper with Ein Avuda, the Avuda is always Mace. So again, it's Shver, that the Rambam, firstly, the Rambam writes in the beginning of Perek Dalet of Tulei Mukdoshim, says the Rambam, he lists off the five chatoyis hamesis, and one of them is nimseis achar shekipru abayilim harelu yamusu. It's all the nimseis achar shekipru abayilim. Rambam says that the case of niskapru abayilim was when it's avudu b'shas kapara. Harei, if the Rambam passes like Rav Huna, even the chachamim agree that avudu b'shas hafrasha is mesa. So why does Rambam mean that it should be davkan avudu b'shas kapara? That the kerenayra in Mi'ila Dafyur asks this question. Big question. Another question is, the Rambam goes weiter, and the Rambam says, Nimsei sachar shenishchatu achat utza shniya, shehifrish, koedim shezareg dama, harezu sofek, im tomo zaitira. If the navuda bekois, you found the first chatas, when this dam was bekois, so now that's a sofek, if it's roya or if it's mesa. What's the Shasemis asks? Well, where's the sofek over here? It was an avuda b'shas afrasha. It was avuda b'shas afrasha. You failed the b'shas, the dam was because. But Ted will get that it's an avuda b'shas afrasha. The Rambam holds that avuda b'shas afrasha is lemisa. Kushe g'day lemihoid. So here it's possible to be in the chak that at the end you weren't zerik the dam of the ein avuda, but you were zerik the dam of the avuda. You weren't actually miskaper with ein avuda. The only time that avuda b'shas afrasha is mesa is if you're miskaper with ein avuda. Here you found when the dam was b'kais, but you weren't yet zirik the dam. So you want to know right now, does it get it in mesa? So that efshar, we could say the answer up over here. Efshar. But right at the beginning of the Rambam is definitely shver. It's also shver, the Rambam in Alocha Tes, Karen earlier there in Me'ilo also asks this question. Rambam in Alocha Tes brings down the mission at the beginning of the perek. So, in the mission of the beginning of the parak, we had two mahalchim, we had Rashi and Tesis. In the mission there, it's a mavur that an avuda b'shas afrosha is mesa. So, the question is, how does it shim with the chacham? And the chacham say that it's roya. So, Tesis says it does not work with the chacham. It only is going with you, Rebbe. And that says, balas mum, and it prashnasas, l'rabusa, because Rebbe Reyes says. That's Tesis. Rashi says, no. That's going with you, the chacham. And the Rebbe Reyes says, or maybe l'day misa, even though normally avuda b'shas afrosha is roya. Here, because of the second Reyes, it's Lamisa. So the Rambam Maisa learns the Mishnah like Tesis. The Rebu Reyes says, are maybe Lidei Ria and not Lidei Misa. So what's the Pshat in the Mishnah? Says the Rambam the following. In Halacha Ches. Kol chata she'avda v'nimseis kredim kapara. Abba b'shinimseis balas, mumba sh'nimseis achar sh'ibra sh'nasa. Eina Mesa. And it got lost and you found it before kapara. Even though it's about a tzmum or a ibrash nasa, it's still roya. Nimsis achar kapara, avbishim svalasmum or ibrash nasa, avuhaisa avud bishas kapara, reizu tamus. So Rambam says the din of the Mishnah is only negeya by avud bishas kapara. Because avud bishas afrosha is not roya. When there's a din of misa, because it's an avud bishas kapara, and there's a chiddush, even though there's a ribu reza, it still is mesa and not roya. But the Rambam is clear that even though it was an avuda b'shas afrasha, it's not mesa. How is that possible? Hey, the Rambam holds that once you're miskaper with the ein avuda, the avuda is mesa. And here about you're miskaper with ein avuda. Hey, the avuda itself was a balas mum, or was an ibrash nasa. But you're not miskaper with the avuda. You're miskaper with the ein avuda. And yet the Rambam holds that the avuda does not go to mesa. If it was not an avuda b'shas kapara, Kushiyatsuma. Another question is, Rambam Halacha Tes, Rambam says, The Gemara says, the only way came to the Fidei Chacham, the din of Avodas Laila, is when the Aveda went also to the daytime. Because Ikra Aveda was Balaila, so then that's the din of Avodas Laila. So the Rambam brings that down. Hay Ikra Avidas Balaila, Vishayis Avoda Vishayis Kapara, Ein Ameis Elatir. Like the Gemara, that's the way to be mimed. The din of Rava, Fidei Chachamim, when it was Nimshach Vayeh. Question is, that whole Gemara was only because the Gemara held that Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is L'Riya. But if Ram passes like Rav Huna, then Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is L'Misa. So then we could say that Sidney Yaakov came to like Rebbe. It got lost by night. And your mafresh another carbon. And then you found it by night. So, and then you're miskaper with the Eina Avuda. So really, normally the Avuda should go L'Misa. Because anytime that you're miskaper with Ein Avuda, the Avuda goes L'Misa, even though it's an Avuda B'Shas Hafrasha. It comes to the din of Avuda Slayla, because Avuda Slayla does not go L'Misa. The Gemara says in Rebbe, according to Rav Huna, we could say it in the Chachamim also. Because even the Chachamim agree that Avuda B'Shas Hafrasha, if you're miskaper with Ein Avuda, the Avuda goes L'Misa. So why did the Rambam need to bring down the Yukimta, and the Aveda went on until the date? So from all of these questions, it's clear that the Rambam bites the Paskins that it's not a rule. There definitely can be cases. You could be miskaper with the Ein Avuda, and the Avuda does not go L'Misa. That must be. B'Yishum Sofik. Hi, Sim Kane. How does the Rambam say that Bezin tells you to choose the Avuda, and therefore the Ein Avuda will be Roya? Why does it make a difference when Bezin tells you? Even if Bezin will tell you the opposite, you'll be okay. Because there's no klal that if you're miskaper with the Ein Avuda, the Avuda is Meis, Vitha Chacham. So Baruch Hashem, I found the Orach HaShulchan. Orach HaShulchan HaOsid. In Hilchos Psula HaMukdashim. It's in Minkuf Laman Aleph, Sifkot in Yudzayin. He clears, what's the din if Bezin, for whatever reason, told you to be miskaper with the Ein Avuda? Will the Avuda go L'Misa? Says the Aruch HaShulchan that if you'll say that it's Raya, it's not go L'Misa. So why does Bezin tell you specifically to choose the Avuda? Even if you choose the Ein Avuda, either way you'll be okay. Because Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is L'Riya, not L'Misa. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's not Shver. It's the better way is to bring the first carbon, the avuda. But still, even if Bezin makes a mistake and they tell you to choose the ein avuda will be roya. That's what he wants to say. The Rosh Hashanah. But he says that the lashon of the Gemara and Rashi and Tais are not mashma that way. They held that every time that you're miskaper with Ein Avuda, the Avuda is always miss. But he's already given us a Pesach to the Rambam, the Aruch HaShulchan. The Rambam held that if the Avuda does not hold that there's a klal, and miskaper with Ein Avuda miss. We hold that Avuda can be Raya. Pasha the singer, Dafchav Beis. Just Avuda came up with a new Chiddush called Moshach, Adachiv Yadayim. That's one thing. And the other question is, the Bezin make a takana, the Bezin tell you, to go do what's better for you. To be miskaper with the avuda, because that's what you should do. But as long as it's not called moshach, then Rav Huna agrees that the avuda does not die. It's only a avuda b'shas hafrasha, not b'shas kapara. So Rav Huna agrees that there's no din misa on the avuda. So this Rav Huna agrees, holds that the pasha of the second daf chav beis. We've seen the second daf chav beis. They want to hold that Avuda B'Shas Afrasha is Roya. Even Rav Huna agrees to that. Just came up with a new din of Moshach. And by Moshach, whichever one you use, the other one is going to die. But as long as it's not called Moshach, then there's no din Misa B'Chla. That is the opinion of Rav Huna. So Mela, that's our Mahalach in the Rambam. All the cases we find in the Rambam. The Rambam holds you need Davka Avuda B'Shas Kaparo. The Rambam is talking about when there is no Moshach. So then the Rabbanon hold that the only time that there's din misa is when it's an avuda b'shas afrasha, like the sugya and tafkav beis. When the Rambam says in the beginning of the perek and avuda b'shas kapara is the nimisa, and by sabi by avuda b'kois, the Rambam could be going by nimlach, without moshach. And they love the whole nimisa is only by avuda b'shas kapara. And also the Rambam brings the Mishnah, the beginning of the perek by nimsis balas mum or brashnasa. I'm going there also be going by nimlach, and the din of avudas laila. I'm going to also be going by nimlach. In all these cases, if we're talking about nimlach without moshach, then in Nela, there's no din that avudah b'shas afrosha is mesa. That's very, very gishmak. The whole, that the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos took on that this way, and they held that it's always the din mesa by the avudah, is because Rav Huna said you make a takana. And then we tell you to take the avudah, is that the Einish avudah should live. There should be roye. Mashmah that a bezin would tell the opposite, and the avuda is always going to die. That they said that they understood that you see that Rav Huna holds that if miskaper with ain avuda, the avuda always is has din mesa. The Rambam learns differently, like the Aruch HaShulchan says. The Rambam learns that this takana was because this is what's better. It's better to be miskaper with the first one, but that doesn't include that automatically the avuda is going to die. And that seems to be a glat mahalach in the sugya. Maybe all these questions are not sure in the Rambam. So one thing that's shver is Rebbe. I'm didn't pass like Rebbe, but what's pshat in Rebbe? Rebbe says that Bezin didn't make a takana, and therefore you miskaper with the ein avuda and the avuda dies. Why does Rebbe hold that way? Haray, if the chacham hold that there's no din misa by the avuda, so just we tell you to do what's best, but either way the avuda is not going to die. So Rebbe says we didn't make such a takana. If the whole machlok is making takanas or not, but how does Rebbe get a din misa by the avuda? Right, everyone holds that in Lombish, there's no din misa by the avuda. The avuda b'shas afrosha is not good enough for a din misa. So what's pshat in Rebbe? So if we have things to think about it, just to think to answer this question, one possibility is that the Chazon Ish says, which we'll see soon, that Rebbe holds that because lo yasu takana b'kodshim, so it's always considered moshach. Everyone you choose is always going to be a moshach, because once Bezin doesn't tell you what to do, then you're always deciding on your own right. And it always makes it like a moshach. He said, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi, Hakopanim maker, she did the Rambam, Rabbi Yoshua, Pidor HaShulchan, Rambam holds that even if you're Avuna, there's no automatic din misa by the Avuda, and Avuna agrees with the Pashas of the Shimon of Chavbez, and Avuda B'Shas Afrosha is rare like the Chachon. Another point here, Nikar Shita of Rabbi, according to Rav Huna, that Lo Yasu Takana B'Kodshim. So Yishem are bothered. Why Lo Yasu Takana B'Kodshim? What's the reason why not to make Takana B'Kodshim? So Tosfos says that it's talking about a case when the Avuda was Kusha. And the Ein Avuda is Shmena. So there's a Revach to bring the Ein Avuda. So Rabbi says you go with the dinner of the Korban itself, it's better to bring the Shmena. Chum says we make a Takana, said we want to lose the carbon, even though right now we're bringing the carbon that's a little bit worse. That's what Tosfos explains. Rabbeinu Gershom says, it's better to bring the Ein Avuda, because it's loy noyled b'reyes, ayde avidas. The Ein Avuda, even if both of them are physically the same, but the Avuda in din is always a little bit worse, because it has a reyes. Doesn't mean that it's puzzle, but it has a reyes. It's better, let's look at chilam, better to bring the Ein Avuda, it's more glatt. Milo, the chapter of Ein Gershom, is that it's not a new kingdom in the Gemara. Every case, Rebbe says, that it's better to bring the Ein Avuda. Chazon Ish, ever gives different mahalach and simon lamed heis of katan beis, says the Chazon Ish, that avada, it's a klal in general, that it's good to make takana b'kodshim. It's good to save kodshim. There's no specific chiyuv that one has midini achatos to make sure to make an etza that one of them won't get lost. There's no specific dinim. It's a general din in all mitzvahs to make sure in all kodshim that make sure they shouldn't get lost and do things in the best way. But there's no specific din that Chazal made a takana over here. Once there's no specific takana, says the Chazon Ish, Mimela is always going to be like Mashach. Because you're deciding, because we never was told you specifically, go choose the Avuda over the Ein Avuda. Oh. So the Gemara Loisa brings a raya to a question of Rav Huna from the din of Mincha. By Mincha it says that that when there are a lot of menachas, not too many koyanim, so we tell you not to eat chulin and kachim, so the menachas should not get lost, they should not be eaten al agaso. So the Sharon Melech and Bergdal of Korban Pesach, halacha hey, and the Rashash over here, see that Lafi Taisus, what's the Gemara's raya? Taisus is talking about, that he says that the whole din of Rebbe, so when there's a revach, then I make a takana bekotchim. But here there's no revach, so even here, even Rebbe should agree, that you make a takana bekotchim. So the Lashlema answers that Rebbe also agrees that we're not maybe kachim to base absol. But here Lamaisa, you're not eating the mincha in the best way. The best way of eating a mincha is ala soiva. First you eat chulin and kachim, and even the first menachas that you're eating that day begin ala soiva. But here, due to the lack of kohanim and the multitude of menachas that we have, so we tell you that forget the chulin and the truma. Just start off your meal of the day by eating menachas. Hare, when you do that, you're causing that the first menachas that you eat are not nechal ala seiva. So you're not eating the mincha in the mehudar dik way, the first menachas. But you have a cheshbon, why are you doing that? So some menachas won't get lost. So that's like the case of the machlekes Rabbi and the Chachamim. You have a cheshbon, you have a reason why to bring the karbanas. No, that's not really the best oifin of bringing the karbanas. So do we say that you bring the karbanas in the best oifin, that's the opinion of Rebbe? Or do we say that you make a takana that shalom should not get lost? So that's a similar, we have that similar concept we have over here by Menachas. That's the Teretz Shlema to answer up according to Taisus. Chazanish, Lefi Darko, says the Gevaldik HaMahalach. Says the Chazanish, that Avada, there's a inyan of Ishtadlos Mikola Mitzvahs, that they should be done in the best way, and you should not get lost some of the menachas. But that's a din klali in mitzvahs. But Rebbe holds, there's no specific din, midini ha-mincha, that the mincha requires you to eat it in a way that it should not get lost. So it's not a din midini ha-minachas. The chum learned out of a pasuk of yechlua, that it becomes a din in the mincha. It's a din ha-mincha, this way that it should get eaten. Rebbe says there's no din in mincha to eat it that way. There's a klal in mitzvahs that should be done in the derech ha'meula. So there's no machlokes legitim between Rebbe and the Rabbanan by mincha. They both would agree that you should eat the menachas, just menachas, that they should not be nechal al agasa. But the question is, that a mincha tikkadin, or that's a mitzvah, klal is a mitzvah tikkadin. The meila that's their machlokes also, like abichatos. Rebbe holds because that there's no din midini achatoyis to eat in this way. So the meila is always going to be a moshach. And the Chum and say no, that it's din in din achatos. The meila that's going to be nimlach, and the meila we made a takana to do it, because that's the best oifin of minkayin achatos. The best made a takana. The meila it's like nimlach and like moshach. That is the gvalz gamahalach of the chazanish. Nikar din, that Taisus says Shad in our Gemara, that the reason Rabbi says Namik et Takana is because the Avuda is Kusha and the Eden Avuda is Shemena. So the Achorinim are bothered. It's a negative Gemara in Menachas and Daf Samach Dalet. Gemara there says the person shechs a carbon and he finds that it's a Kusha b'bnei me'ayim. He finds that the b'nei me'ayim, internally, the carbon is weak. On the outside, you were not able to discern it. Internally, the carbon is very weak. So the din is you bring another carbon. Even on Shabbos, if you shechted the chusha and you find you shechted the carbon, you find that it's chusha, so he tell you, havei shmeina lechatchila. So the Achorim say that you see here that lo yasu takana bekadshim. In this case, chusha and shmeina. We see that we are willing to get rid of the chusha, the yadayim, to go bring another carbon, in order to bring the best carbon. So Kol Shekein, if both of them are in front of you, the Chush and the Shemena, we tell you to bring the Shemena, even though that will cause it, the Chush is going to get lost, and will not be brought. It's a big question on Taisus. Because the Shlema here asks this, or Sameach in Per Yud of Sichos Sefer Torah, B'chaim Oizer, Chelebisim and Memtes, and Chazanish, here they all ask this question. Kusha G'dayla. So Sameach says the Gvaldik HaMahalach. Sameach says that in the Sugyan Menachas, it's talking that he was already shechted. He already shechted the Kusha. If now you're going to go bring the Shemena, so what will you do with the Kusha? You know, the Kusha has a din of Srefa Bakoidesh. It's Psula Bakoidesh. And it gets Srefa. Says Ur Sameach, that's a kiyum of the din kachim. Pskrov, and of Tzvuras, as they say in the stencils, he brings the Raif from Gemara and Zvachim. And every Srefa Bakoidesh, it's not just a garbage can, but it's a kiyum, the kiyum carbon in that it's done that he gets it in Srefa. So Mian says Ur Sameach, here it's not an entire loss of the Avuda, because it gets it in Srefa Bakoidesh. Shengin by us, we're talking about you didn't yet shech the Avuda. Put them are in front of us. If you're going to bring the Ein Avuda, the Avuda is going to din of Chatzis HaMesis. Mela, that's an entire hefset of that. So that's a reason to make it Takana, because it's an entire loss of the Avuda. Shengin, the Ein, in the Gemara Menachos, it'll still be a Kiyum Kachim. It's in Treifa Bakoidesh. Mela says, Ur Sameach. So here, there is not an entire hefsid. So we said they bring the carbon in the best way. Smeichel wants to learn out of this. He says the nida that the person spoke about. Hilchos Sefer Torah. We have a Sefer Torah which is kosher, but it's not mahudr. Do we leave it around and still use it and read from it, or do we put it in Geniza and get a new Sefer Torah? Says Ur Sameach. It's this is the nida. So we make a takana to save something. But in the case that you won't have it, the mahodrik way of using it. So he says that what comes out from the seer in the two sugyas, our gemara to the Gemara Menachos. So only when there's a kiyum by the shvacher one, by the kusha, then we tell you to use the better one. But if not, then we tell you to use the one that the kusha. He says that the chayra putting something in geniza, there's no kiyum din, putting something in geniza. Just that there's no bizoyin. It's not a kiyum of any of like the Shreifa Bakoidesh. So mainly says in Cain, he wants to learn out from the Gemara by us and the Gemara Menachos, that in the case of the Sefer Torah, it's better to use the Sefer Torah, even though it's not a lechatchil tikka Sefer Torah. Another point here, in this brace, the Gemara brought by Mincha, so it says that normally you eat Menachos ala soiva, so you first eat chulin and truma, so that mincha eats an ala soiva. So Rashi says that you eat them bachutz, because it's not really a problem of chulin ba'azara, if you're eating chulin ba'azara. So Taisa is different masal oichel, and Taisa argues on Rashi. Taisa says that chulin ba'azara does not apply only if you do with them kein avoida. Like, whereas in other places you do tnufa on them, and similar things, that by bikurim. So that makes the problem of chulin ba'azara. So now bringing chulin into the azara and eating a meal in the azara is not a problem of chulin ba'azara. As it says, in numerous places also says this opinion. It's only when you did kein avoda. It says in menachas daf pei amid beis, baba basher daf pei alef amid beis. That's the opinion of Tesis. The sheet of Ayas and Ayischof says a little bit of a different nusach. It says the sheet of the iser of chulin ba'azara is only something which is royal in his beach. And your sandwich, that's not roi l'mizbeach, your apples and oranges, they're not roi l'mizbeach, so there's no problem of chulin bazar. The opinion of Rashi is that even bringing chulin and having a meal, even though it's not roi l'mizbeach, we also have the problem of chulin bazar. So Tais asks on Rashi that it can't be, a person is allowed to go in his clothes into the azara. See, there's no problem of stabbing chulin into the azara. Only if you do kein avoda. So what does Rashi answer the question of Tesis? How does Rashi answer that question? So the Mishnah Melech, in Perek Beis, Hichos Shechita, Halacha Gimel, says, Rashi only holds that it's usher by food. There it's more, then it's derech vizay. For other objects, like your clothes, that's no problem of chulin vetzer. Tesis L'mais in other places asks a different question on Rashi. Asks from a Mishnah Zvoch. Mishnah there in Daf Tzadim and Beis, that says that the Kohanim are allowed put into the, when they're eating the karbonis, eating the meat of the karbonis, they can put in tavlin, salt and pepper, different spices they want, of chulin and truma. That is v'nechal ala soiva. V'nechal begdula. L'moshra begdula, it's more geshmak to eat the meat when you have sauces and spices on it. So Tay says, we see there's no problem of bringing chulin into the azara. But as long as it's not derech avoida, there's no problem of bringing chulin into the azara. So how does Rashi answer that question? The Mishnah Melech answers that there, you're talking about kachem kalim, they're nechal b'kol ha'ir. They're talking about things that you eat in the azara. Or says the Mishnah Melech, because you're putting it on top of the meat, so and it's added into the meat, so it's bottled to the meat. So it doesn't have a problem of chulin b'azara. That's the second answer for Rashi. And the Mishnah in Zvach. I think the answer that Lafi, this second answer, could have a different answer to the first question. So you asked on Rashi, how come a person is allowed to go with his clothes into the Azara? We could say for Rashi that there, the clothes are tuffled to the person. It's not called that the clothes are going to the Azara. The person is going into the Azara. He's going into the Azara wearing his clothes. I mean, Rashi says in Irvin, Abdallah Min Aleph, that then is that a person goes into a Vaisa Menuga, he's tummy right away, but his clothes are only tummy when he waits at Kadei Achilas Prats, in the Vaisa Menuga. That's learned out of a pasuk. But if he's holding his clothing, he's not wearing it, then the clothes are also tummy right away. So what's the shot? So Rashi says, when he's wearing the clothes are bottled to him, they themselves are not called Boel Abayis. So then we have a din that the clothes have to wait a kadei achilas pras in order for them to be makabel tumah. But when he's holding his clothes, so then they have their own bio elabites. And they went tell me right away. So we see the concept in Rashi clearly, that a person that's wearing his clothes are tuffled to him. They're not considered bio elabites. So what we could say by going into the azara, the person is wearing his clothes in the azara, they're not called bio elazara. So then there's no problem of chulin ba'azara. That's how we could answer Rashi. P.D. said to the Mishnah Melech by the Tavla. One last point here for today. Gemara Amud Beis, the Gemara brings the memory of Rav Ami. Vayshnei tiburim mois lachrayis. So there's no din of chatoyis amisus. There's no din to get rid of the second group of money. You only use one group of money, not the other. So there's no din misa on that second pile of money. So the question is, what's pshat? Why not? Why does it not have a din misa? Rabbi Rishimin holds that even by mavrish nei behemas lachrayis, there is a din misa. So why by the money does it not get a din misa? So the pshuta one would say that even though you were mavrish it as two different groups of money, there's enough kamina. It's all considered one group. You put it in two piles, but in din it's considered one group of money. If you have one group of money and you use some of it, so then there's no din misa on the rest. Only when it's two different items, then there's called two by behemoths, so it's by definition two. But by money, it's not called by definition two. That's actually how we would say pshat in Rav Shimon. But it says in the Ilu Daf Yud, before not this way. There it says in the Gemara that a person was moyel. He used the money of Hektish. He used his money from Dmei Chatos. So then he has to repay to Dmei Chatos. The Shulman of Mi'ilah also go to Chatos. Before there in the Gemara, that Lafir of Shimin. And hold that always there's the din of five Chatois HaMesos. So even if he pays back the money before he was Miskaper with the money that was left of his original Chatos, the money that he pays back always goes Lamisa. Whether he's Miskaper or ain't Miskaper with the original money, but the money that he's paying back always goes lamisa. So Tais there asks that Rabbi Shimon is moide b'shnei tiburim mois lachrayis that it's not called lamisa. It's not called Yama Melech. So here it's money. It should not go to Yama Melech. This is the question of Tais. The answer to Tais is that when you're in the case by us, your person's had in mind to miskaper dafka with one of the groups of money and not the other one. That's why it does not go lamisa. Now, shanking over there, the money that you're paying back is being added on to the money that's left over. Therefore, it does go lamisa. Those are the words of Taisus. So you see in Taisus that the exact opposite is true. The reason here that it does not go to Misa is because Dafka it's two. And you had in mind to miskaper Dafka with one and not the other. And in the case when it's added on to the first group, then it does go to Misa. So you have to explain the Taisus. I mean, you also see that the pshat that we thought in the sugya is incorrect. Here, tak, it's considered two. And it still does not go to Misa. So what is the difference between the money and the behemoths? So I found in the Shurim of Reb David, and Daf Chavdal, he says that the din Misa by behemoths is different than the din Yochilam HaMelech by money. He says, we see in the Mishnah, and really the whole Sugya is like a more in Daf Chavdal, there's a din Misa, even by Psulei Mugdashim, Achar Pidgin. You have a carbon that had a mum, and then it became, and then you're paid it. You can still get a din Misa in certain cases. As we'll see, says Rav David, in that case, the carbon has no din. It's not. And yet it gets din Misa. By the virtue of the fact that it's a carbon, as Kedush Saguf, and the other carbon, a different carbon, got the kapara. So it's called that Chatzit Shekipur by Elan, and goes Lamisa. It's a fascinating chinish we see by carbonus. By Domim, says Rav David, it's not the case. By Domim, the only din Misa that you have by Domim is when each one is Oymid Lakrav. Then you can get a din Misa. Then it says Rav David, Taisim Tzochem is Mavur and Daf Sari Zayin, that the reason that we, Chacham and Rebbe, hold there's no din Misa by Mafish Lachrayas is because Ikar HaFrosha was not to be Karif. Ikar HaFrosha was L'chatchila HaFrosha for Re'iya. Only when the HaFrosha is for Akrava, that creates this contest between the two Karbanas, and one of them, each one of them wants to go for Akrava, and that's Ma'ancha the other. When the original Hakrava, the original Hafrasha was not that it should be Karif, but rather as a backup. Your Mafrish two Chatoyis, one of them was the backup. So it's Hafrasha L'Chatchila was not that it itself should be Karif. So that doesn't make any contest between the two Chatoyis. And Mela does not get it in Misa. That's why it says, L'didan, we hold that by Mafrish L'Achrayis, there's no din Misa. However, Rav Shimon argues on this. Rav Shimon holds that Chamish Chatoyis Meisos, even by Mafrish Lachrayis. As long as there's a Kedush Saguf, then always get, then, and you're Makrav another one, that's automatically Makha this one. Even though it's not Oymid Lachrava, it doesn't matter. By a carbon, Bechetz is called a carbon, and you're Makrav something else instead of it. So, that creates a Dichoy in the carbon. But that's only by Korbanus, by Behemoths. By Domim, Rav Shimon agrees to Rebbe and Chachamim. Domim, Rav Shimon agrees, by Domim, the Hashivas of the Domim is only when they themselves are Oymid for Akrava. They're not Oymid for Akrava, because you're Mafish Lachrayis. So then Rav Shimon agrees that there's no Din Misa. Din Misa by Domim, the Nielchul Dal Melech Tainu by Domim, it's only when it needs Akrava, there's a contest. Which Domim will be Karif? Mafish Lachrayis is no contest. So here Rav Shimon agrees that there's no Din Misa. Only by behemoths yields mafish lachrayas gets the mitzvah, because by behemah bechevtza, it's always considered a korban, even though it's not practically oymid lachrava. But korban bechevtza we see it as being shaykh lachrava. Therefore, the lachrava of one is automatically marcha the other one. Adkan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.